This is Anne Marie Panarinkin, Culture OC's food columnist. You can follow me online at cultureoc.org. When I want the best in food and dining news outside of Orange County, of course, I tune in to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 KLAA app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Well, who doesn't love a wonderful pizza, and particularly when you have the opportunity to taste and sample dozens of the best in Southern California. And what am I talking about? Well, Pizza City Fest LA came about last year at LA Live last weekend in April and was so successful that they are coming back with a vengeance. And actually, in addition to a lot of the great pizzaiolas from last year, there are some new ones. And the ringleader of all of this is Mr. Chicago Food himself, Steve Delinsky, a 13-time James Beard Award winner for culinary excellence, written two books about pizza, does a pizza podcast. This guy is busy. And in Chicago, you can see him weekly as the food guy on NBC5 in Chicago. And with that as background, it is always fun to welcome Steve Delinsky to the show. Steve, good morning, and where in the world are you this morning?
Good morning, Andrew. I'm in the Chicago suburbs, where I'm about to try a couple of pizzerias out here that allegedly do great New Jersey-style slices.
Steve, I would, of course, expect that from you, because, of course, I am sure every city you're in, for any reason, definitely there need to be a couple pizza stops. Am I right about that?
Yeah, I was just in Sevilla, Spain last week visiting my daughter, and we, of course, had to try a pizza place that I'd heard about. Where they did multiple styles of pizza. So, yeah, I'm always kind of keeping, you know, one eye looking for interesting food and one eye interesting pizza.
Well, and talking about keeping one eye on it, the big event in the pizza biz every year is the International Pizza Expo, which, of course, has to be in Las Vegas. And that's coming up a little later in the month. And usually you can be found there wandering the floors. But I think you're actually in a booth this year. What are you up to, Steve?
Yeah, I'm partnering this year with Prolux out of lovely Paris, California. They produce dough presses for the industry, and they've got a fantastic tavern-style press. And if anybody follows me on Instagram or like a Pizza City USA, they'll see a lot of postings about tavern style, which is the Chicago-style thin. And they're just making it easier now for pizzerias or bars or taverns to do this style of pizza. You don't need a dough sheeter, you don't need a roller, you don't need to train somebody how to do it. So I'm going to be there both Tuesday, Wednesday, I think it's March 18, 19, or 2021, wherever those, yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday, and talking about tavern style and how to make it in a press and then baking it in about 8 minutes at a 500-degree oven. You don't need a special oven, you don't need a special equipment, just this press.
Steve, that's great, and I know we have listeners that will be at the expo, so I am sure that they will find you. I know that that is always a terrific event, and kind of anybody who is anybody in the pizza biz is there, right?
Tony Gemignani, of course, world record holder from San Francisco, he's going to be there. The Mike's Hot Honey guys, Pauly G's, I mean, everybody, New Yorkers come out for this event. It is, and it's the 40th anniversary. So it really is the annual conference, convention, powwow, get together for everybody related to pizza, whether you're, you know, a pizza owner or you're just passionate about it. It's for the industry only, by not to open to the public. But we are going to be at booth 1882. So come visit us.
Steve, I know we have chefs and restaurateurs that will do that. Now, swinging back to Los Angeles, the inaugural Pizza City Fest Los Angeles was so successful last year that you're back, which is wonderful. For our listeners that might not have been familiar with the event last year, kind of give us an overview, because it's a real special event. You're a serious food guy, and you're also interested in food education. So you can certainly satiate yourself on more pizza than you possibly can consume in an afternoon. But you do have a fun educational component that is also part of this. And I know that's important to you. So give us the 411, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, I want this to be about sort of highlighting and shining a light on some of the little-known independent mom-and-pop pizzerias. And, of course, tasting is a part of that. But, you know, any fest you go to, it's just sort of you're sitting around, you're eating and drinking, and nothing wrong with that. But as a food reporter, I really thought it was important and imperative that we also answer questions and debunk myths and bring in some of the sort of industry leaders, tastemakers, if you will, who can really talk about pizza from the expert's perspective. You know, if you're a cook, whether you're a cook at home and you want to improve your pizza game, or you're somebody just starting out in the business with a small pizzeria and you can't figure out why your dough isn't turning out like these other people you read about, we're going to answer all those questions. And so we offer two panels each day at 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock. And this is all at LA Live, by the way, in the big covered tent they have over there, just across from Crypto.com Arena. And we've got, you know, like the Dough Whisperers is always our, we've done this event now in Chicago and LA a couple times. The first panel of the day on Saturday, 2 o'clock, is always called the Dough Whisperers. And this is where we bring in our heavies. You know, we've had Chris Bianco. We had Evan Funky last year. This year we've got Daniele Uditi from Pisana, who I'm sure you know. We're bringing in Sarah Minnick from Lovely's 5050 in Portland. She was featured on Chef's Table Pizza series recently. And then Tony Gemignani, as I mentioned, from San Francisco. But we're also going to have, you know, Danny Holtzman from Danny's Pizza, Danny Boyd's Pizza in downtown LA. He's going to come out and show people how to make great pizza at home. Noah Gallatin, who's also a local guy with the No Panic Pantry, he's going to do a panel on how to sort of rev up your pizza game at home. So education is absolutely a part of this event, but certainly most people just come because they want to try 20 different pizzas each day, and each day is different. So you can buy a two-day ticket, but you know, Saturday's lineup, totally different from Sunday's lineup. You're talking 20 pizzerias baking on 10 giant Mara Forni electric ovens. 8 electric ovens and 2 wood-burning ovens, because that's important to show as well. And then also just showcasing the different styles, everything from a Neapolitan, which is a wood-fired pizza, to a New Jersey or New York style, you know, wide 18, 20-inch pizza, to a Sicilian baked in a pan, to a Detroit style. So lots of different styles from all over the region.
And Steve, I think it's important to say that every pizzeria and pizzaiola that's there, these people have been handpicked by you. I mean, there are no surprises, and they're there for a reason.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I sort of, you know, I live and die by this lineup. So there are no chains. There's nobody. Just because you've been in business for 50 years doesn't mean you get a free pass. It boils down to me visiting the place, you know, on my own and trying it and saying, you know, is this a pizza that's interesting? And is this a pizza that I really enjoy? Is this a place where they really care about fermentation and the flour they're using and the sourcing? Kind of that, you know, we try to employ that Chris Bianco mentality, like, you know, you put your good quality in, you get good quality out of the oven. So we curated it. And we're talking from Bettina up in Santa Barbara down to Tribute in San Diego out to Fat Lip in Corona. So, I mean, it's a pretty wide area.
Well, and what's really exciting this year is you were able to accommodate Pizzeria C, that the aficionados love Pizzeria C in the Pico Robertson area of Los Angeles. But, Steve, it's a tiny place. And so how you were able to do that, very impressive. But Pizzeria C will be there.
Yeah, I'm so glad you pointed that out, because that really is a special little place. That's going to be in our, we call the Collab Lab. Now, last year we had a Collab Lab, and it was a different person every hour, and it was a chef doing a kind of a collaboration, sometimes with pizza makers, sometimes with not. But this year we're going to do it a little bit differently. We're going to have a pizza maker for 2 hours at a time, so 12:30, let's say, to 2:30, and then a 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And they'll be rotating, of course, but Pizzeria Se is one of those. And he does sort of a Japanese-inspired neo-Neapolitan, which is just a remarkable pizza. And William will be there for, I said, 2 hours, just doing his style of pizza. Not worried so much about cranking out volume, but really cranking out the quality. You know, Ronan is another one from Melrose, is going to be there in the Collab Lab. Petromale, which is our little pop-up in a church parking lot. Steve Petromale does a New Jersey-style pizza, a Sicilian he's going to be bringing on Saturday, I believe. So, yeah, or on Sunday. So lots of great little pop-ups that couldn't necessarily do a five-hour stint, because that's a lot of pizza we ask these guys to produce, but they'll be there for a solid 2 hours.
Now, Steve, before we run out of time, ticket information, because there is a regular level, there's a VIP level, as you were saying, also multi-tickets, and we should let our multi-day tickets, we should let our listeners know, Saturday sold out really early last year, so be forewarned.
Well, it's pizzacityfest.com. That's the easiest place to go. You'll see the LA icon right in the middle. Just click on that. That takes you to tickets. So pizzacityfest.com. The general admission is $125, but this year we're doing unlimited pizza as well as unlimited drinks. So last year it was a 10-slice limit. This year it's unlimited, folks. So really we're opening up the floodgates. You can try 20 different pizzas. There's no limit. So, and then there's a VIP ticket that's a bit more, about $50 more. That gives you an hour early access. You get in at noon instead of 1 o'clock. There's a VIP lounge with the goodie bags with some of our really fun products in there we're going to have. So that's kind of a nice thing if you want to have kind of a shaded separate area. But, yeah, tickets will go sell out on Saturday first like they did last year. Tickets are going to be more expensive at the door this year. Last year we didn't sell any at the door for last-minute walk-ups. We'll probably have that this year, but they're going to be more expensive. So just buy them now. Know you'll have them. It's April 27 or 28, or like I said, both days if you want to eat 40 different pizzerias.
And we're going to be talking more about Pizza City Fest LA as we approach that last weekend in April. We're going to be actually talking with some of the pizza restaurants that are part of it. We'll be picking up with Steve again. But as we're out of time, we do want to mention Steve very graciously has an LA-based charitable beneficiary that benefits from this event. It's the Careers Through Culinary Arts program, a $10,000 donation to them, guaranteed, that will be in the form of a scholarship to a student as well as for programming. Steve, we really appreciate the fact that you come into LA and support the locals, and we're going to be picking up the conversation. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we come back, Jet Tila, we're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Mm-hmm.